And finally this evening here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI today received penitentiaries from the four pontifical Roman basilicas. Emma McCarthy has this report.
St. Peter's, St. Mary Major's, St. Paul's Outside the Walls and the Cathedral of St. John Lateran are the four pontifical Roman basilicas. Penitentiaries are the priests who dedicate their lives to the pastoral ministry of confession. The confessors who met with Pope Benedict on Monday carry out their ministry among the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who visit Rome's basilicas each year. They minister the sacrament throughout the day and in all major languages. Pope Benedict XVI told a group that in the sacrament, the confessor is the active instrument of God's divine mercy. He also underlined the importance of the sacrament of penitence within the lives of each Christian, because, he says, it makes the redemption of Christ's paschal mystery real.
Il sacramento della penitenza.
The Pope said the act of confession is an act of spiritual rebirth and that only God can work this miracle of grace. In this mysterious process, the confessor is not a passive spectator, but the instrument of God. Because of this, Pope Benedict pointed out that along with a good spiritual and pastoral sensibility, a confessor also requires sound theological, moral and pedagogical grounding. He also advised a greater awareness of the social, professional and cultural arenas of life, urging the priests to inform themselves beyond the confessional so that they are able to give relevant practical and spiritual advice. Don't forget, said Pope Benedict, that the priest confessor is called to carry out the role of father, spiritual guide and teacher, and as a result must be informed and up to date.
Io vi assicuro di cuore la mia preghiera.
But, concluded the Pope, the role of confessor is above all a spiritual one, and as such must be rooted first and foremost in Christ's message of salvation. We cannot, said the Pope, preach forgiveness and reconciliation to others if we are not first personally penetrated by this message. In these times, signed by so many religious and social challenges, this sacrament needs to be rediscovered, and the joy and peace that it brings to the human heart found once again. I'm Emma McCarthy.